coming up to 11 minutes past five here on Iterangi Waiatea. Thanks very much to my guests who have joined me so far. Rihanna Manuel from Te Kore Wai, Hauora O, Hauraki, and Natasha Kemp from Marirewa Marae. Going to go further down Te Tai Rāwhiti to Rāwiri Waititi. Ko ia te mema Parimata mō te Pāti Māori, co-leader Māori Party joins us now. Me tuku mihi kia koe Rāwiri. Thanks very much for joining us this afternoon on Irirangi Waiatea. Tēnā koe.
Ai, kia ora koe. Rita, o te rā, kia ora tātou.
So we're up to 20 positive cases now, 11 of them overnight. Thankfully, and you know, God bless the whānau that are affected, but thankfully they are contained in Tamaki Makaurau. We're still waiting to hear the results from Hauraki. Rihanna Manuel says that they'll know those tomorrow. In the worst case scenario, if it does look as though there are affected cases, positive cases further out down the country, is Te Whanau Apanui, have they been talking, discussing, having a kōrero about potential road checks if that is the case?
Oh, absolutely. So, first of all, my heart goes out to all our whānau and Tāmaki Makaurau at this time, and especially around, this very uncertain times. But, you know, that's not becoming extraordinary anymore. You know, we've been here before. We've done this before. And so the first thing I want to say to everybody is just to stay home and to ensure that we don't give this ngangara a waka to travel around on and a host to find its way onto, and especially amongst our people, our population. Our elderly, our pakeke, and those who may have pre-existing health conditions. And so that's the first thing I want to say is kei te aroha ki a Tāmaki Makaurau and to our whānau and Hauraki also, there is also a sense of uncertainty there as well. And so absolutely, so Te Whanau Apanui have been meeting regularly over the week since the level 4 lockdown was called. And so we have had discussions around putting their roadblocks up if we have to. At this time, we are trusting that everybody knows what to do. But if we see an influx of people travelling from hot areas like Auckland into the batches that are here in places like Waiho Bay and Te Kaha, then we would take that's an issue for us, because not only does that risk our elderly population here, but it also puts huge pressure on our resources, on the two shops that we have in the iwi, and on our health services. And so we're encouraging everybody to stay where they are.
Yes, we saw that, you know, in Manaia, of course, our whānau there took, the initiative to block the bridge there and ask for those that weren't resident there to turn around and come home. I guess that is okay at that time, perhaps, but given the virulence and the aggressiveness of Delta, is it wise that we send our whānau out in the road checks in the first instance?
Well, that's right. The thing is, the road checks, we had our safety procedures in place, that there is to be kept a distance from those you are talking to. And so, you can do that safely. But it takes, those iwi that were part of the roadblocks or the community safety zones last year know exactly what to do. We know exactly how to look after ourselves. And at the end of the day, the protection of our iwi and our pakeke, and now that Delta isn't, it doesn't discriminate against age, also our tamariki bukopuna. And so, there's a huge emphasis on our people making sure that they follow the rules of the... And you get the anti-vaxxers and all that type of stuff. Or be anti at home, stay home and be anti there. But don't put anybody else's lives at risk because you've seen a YouTube clip or read something on Google.
That is an issue, is social media. So some of our kaikōrero around the motu are saying that social media doesn't help when we're trying to combat ngangara like this, but also too for our whānau who are wanting information, and because we're great on social media, we're fantastic, we're not reaching over the top of some of that information that may not be, well, it doesn't allow our whānau to make an informed decision about whether to vaccinate or not.
That's right. So in order to make an informed decision, we need to have all of the information that is available by the Ministry of Health to our people. And so, unfortunately, we're not getting that. And we've constantly put pressure on this government around setting up the COVID-19 response committee in Parliament again, which they haven't. The other one is we should be getting the same briefings as the ministers are, especially, you know, leaders of parties. So we were able to translate those messages to our people. This one source of information is dangerous. What it does is it sends our people then try to look for information on social media. And so that's where you get the conspiracy theories start to run wild amongst our people. And so we've always been clear about the three issues here for COVID for us. It's about protecting our whakapapa. So we must do everything we can possibly to protect our whakapapa. And protecting our whakapapa is making sure that we do what we need to do. So I've vaccinated myself based on, I've had both my jabs. And I based that on, there's tombs here in Te Whanaupunui. There are mass graves here. There are waiata and haka over 100 years old that talk about pandemics of the past and the effect, the huge impact it had on our iwi. That's the first thing. So protecting my whakapapa was about vaccinating myself so we can prevent that from happening again. Mana oritu, which means, all, you know, we must get the same amount of resourcing, you know, to our Māori organisations, to our Māori doctors, into our Māori communities to ensure that we are getting the same access as everybody else to vaccinations and information. We must get the information, real time, and we're not getting that. So we're not. So there's no mana oriti at this particular time. And then mana motuhake, which is the third one, that means we make the decisions based on all of those other two things being covered. Mana motuhake is you're able to make that decision, you know, based on how you protect your whakapapa. Mana orite, which is equality to resource. And then mana motuhake has been able to make our decisions based on both all of those things.
Because the national strategy is by age group. That's the, you know, age group cohort. So let's all go in age groups. But actually, we don't move around in age groups, do we? We move around in whānau lots. And yes. The national strategy doesn't take into account that, although... The Prime Minister has just in the last week said if that is how Māori providers are servicing the community Māori hapori, then that is a great idea. But she could have actually have supported that kind of a Māori strategy a lot earlier than this.
That's the problem. We have on record the Minister and the Prime Minister acknowledging that Māori are the most vulnerable community in the country. That's the first thing. The second one is that we've been asking for a Māori rollout plan, which we haven't received. So, there's huge discrepancies in terms of the way our people are treated in this particular space. I don't want to politicise this, but these are the facts. And that we need to continue to fight and to voice those concerns. You had Rauri Jensen was on. Jensen was on the COVID-19 health committee for the government, and since came off because of the inequities he was seeing on that particular board. His voice wasn't being heard in terms of how we target and deliver to Māori, because it's very different to the way we target and deliver to Pākehā. And then now you see that our very low vaccination rates puts our people more at risk. And especially with this highly infectious virus strain in Delta, you know, I've got huge concerns. And so it is vitally important right now that our people stay home and keep themselves safe in their bubbles.
So going back to the road checks and whānau apuna, we have been having kōrero about these potential road checks going forward. Has our rangatira Wally Haumaha been part of these discussions at all?
No, but once we make that decision, we will be letting Wally know that that would be that that's what we're going to do. Wally understands whānau apuna's stance and reasons why we do those things, as whānau apuna was the first to go last year in terms of roadblocks. We closed at the same time as the country, a day before the country closed its borders. And so, they understand, and we will be making contact with Wally once we make that decision. And so the hapu chairs here in whānau apuna will be meeting tomorrow about, and we'll just be keeping our eye on the developments. But at this particular time, if everybody is doing what they've been told to do by staying home, we shouldn't have to.